Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for R. Kelly! Now, right now, it seems like, you know, like the game is like a very hip-hop-driven world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does it feel to be an R&B artist, you know, still fighting for position against, like, all these other artists?
Well, you know, I don't feel like I'm fighting at all. I just be, you know. I don't worry about nothing. I just love music. It's in me. And I'm very confident of my worth to the game. Mm-hmm. And I just play it. I have fun with it.
And to that end, when we're talking about the length of time that you've been in the game, I think when people hear R. Kelly, certain things just pop to mind, whether it's an album or a song with their favorite joint. Some of your life has been on display. Yeah. What do you think, though, is the biggest misconception that people may have?
Well, you know, they don't know I'm a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. They don't know that I'm a funny guy. They don't know I'm, you know, I love basketball and sports, and they just don't know how regular I am. I'm just like you guys, but I just happen to have a gift,
right?
You know, and this gift, now the world knows about it, you know, so it overshined, and it just took away all of the shine when it comes to who is Robert.
Right.
The gift just took over, and that's all people see is the song. They hear the songs, and they see the video, and the stogies, and the drinks, and the women, and the whole hoopla, the stardom that goes with it. So, you know, Robert doesn't get the shine.
So speaking of women, so R, how do you feel about your ex-wife, Andrea, being on Hollywood Exit show?
Well, I don't have no feeling at all. It's my ex-wife, you know, so, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Do you watch it?
When I'm in the studio, we got TVs up everywhere. I may see it in passing or whatever, but I don't ever sit down and get some popcorn, you know, just chill out and just watch the damn thing, you know, but it's all good, man.
Now, you've been a guy who's been flourishing, like, before social media was a big thing. I mean, like, before Twitter, before MySpace, Facebook, and all that good stuff. And a lot of times, we live with you through your music, but we never get a chance to actually hear directly from you. So, like, what is the craziest thing that you heard about yourself that wasn't true that you wish you could have always addressed?
Man, there's too many things. You know, when you've been in this business for 25 years and been successful, you know, me from Michael Jackson to anybody that's have exceeded, you know, and proven over and over that they're not a one-hit wonder, you know, it's going to go from the music to the rumors to this to that and the other. So, you know, but it all comes along with the territory. You know, you just got to, you know, I got the world on my shoulders, you know what I'm saying? But then I came with shoulder pads too, you see.
Word. Now, you mentioned working with Michael Jackson, and yesterday was his 55th birthday, man. How what was it like working with such a legend?
The most craziest thing for me is, other than Michael walking in and me actually seeing him for the first time in person, I went to the bathroom. Excuse me one second, my man just got to use the restroom. Went in the restroom, fell out in the floor.
I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to pull yourself together after, you
know,
that.
Yeah, then me being behind the board and him in the booth, you know, getting ready to take directions from me, I'm waiting on him to tell me what to tell him to do.
Right.
You know, so but when he said, I want you to come in here, and if you can sing backgrounds with me on this, I think it's going to be better, because you're so funny. You mimicked me so well. And when he said that, I'm like,
that was awesome.
Okay, I'll be right in. I'll be right in. So, you know, I was like, whoa. So when I'm in there singing, you're not alone, hey, I am here with you, though you're far apart, you're always in my heart. I'm sitting here singing backgrounds with him, but I'm looking out the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh, I'm singing next to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing in the world. I'm still trying to sound just like him, you know. But it was unbelievable, man. It was nothing like that.
Like, where can you go from there? And I think you're one of the few, you know, like, R&B guys who actually jumped on a track with a bunch of rappers and beasted that track. Like, one of my favorite joints that you jumped on was It's Me, Snitches, with Swiss Beatz, Lil Wayne. Like, the dude came, it's Mr. Bob Piper, Simone Bob. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you live the culture. You're not just a dude who just sits around listening to Bobby Womack all day. Like, no, I mean, no. You ride around and, like, no. You live the life.
I am music. I'm real with it, man. It's like I grew up where a lot of rappers grew up. You know, this is all about where you grew up and what you've seen coming up, you know, the struggle and all of that stuff. So if you happen to be a singer, you know, you're going to be, and if you know how to channel your gift into what's going on today and you know how to, you know, tap into it, you know, it's going to be easy for you to get with anybody. I can sing what a preacher talking about, or I can sing what a rapper talking about, because I've been through both,
right?
You know, so it is what it is.
All right, y'all. Hey, more R. Kelly coming up. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Okay, so R, I've been trapped in the closet for a while.
Oh my gosh!
Come out of there! Come out of there!
Are you gonna have any more trapped in the closet chapters coming out?
He don't even know how to answer that.
No, trapped in the closet. No, his opening to that question
that was great.
But trapped in the closet is forever. I tell everybody, you know, as long as I ain't got no job, I can always do trapped in the closet. Because that's just how it came up, you know, just having fun in the studio. You know, but I have a lot of chapters, you know, 30, 40 chapters in the studio that is yet to be heard or seen. And, you know, it can go on forever as long as I can rhyme.
I mean, you are 11 albums deep as far as studio albums go, right?
Studio, yeah.
It seems like you never get bored. Like, you figure out a way to remix it and reinvent yourself. We were just talking in the studio today about the joint you did with Ron Isley.
Right.
Mr. Right. You know, like, you always figure out a way. Like, and even with the stuff, the Contagious, Mr. Because you did write that, right? This is Mr. Yeah. Where do you draw your inspiration from to keep coming up with these stories? Like, with the first Trapped in the Closet. Like, were you watching soap operas one night?
You know, man, the difference in me, no offense to a lot of artists, but, you know, I write life. I don't write songs. And if you write life, you'll stay in the game forever as long as you're living, because you're going
to
look at people, see what they're going through, you know. And I grew up in a house full of crazy folks, man, you know, my uncles and aunties and all them. There was a lot of characters in the house, and everybody had their characters, and they were funny, you know. I had some drinkers, a couple of pimps, you know what I'm saying, and the other thing. So growing up around all of that, and being able to imitate people, I would imitate all of them. So all that goes into my music. You know, Pimp Lucius. I had a Pimp Lucius in my family. You know, these are characters that Milton, I had an uncle named Milton, you know. So when I say, Milton, stop the car, warm it up, get ready to take me home. Just lost her fucking mind. You see what I'm saying? When I do that, it's like I actually know a Milton in my family. So I just relate it to and channel it into my music. That's all.
Okay, so being successful as you have been in, like, having a big family, I already know all the Uncle Milton's Pimp Lucius are going to try to make money off you and your success.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you keep your family and friends out your pocket?
It's hard. I can't. I've lost a lot of friends in this business. I lost a lot of family members.
I believe it.
And it's just because they thought I owed them, you know, and I told them I'm not going to pay you to be my family.
Right.
I'm not going to pay you to be my friend. That's not how the contracts go, you know.
Is it like a typical amount of money people have a tendency to ask for? Because people always hit me for $40.
I was going to, because it's not quite 50.
It's not quite 50.
50 is universal.
And like, if you say you don't have $40, they know you're lying.
Yeah. I haven't heard that in so long. Yeah, you can have $40. Every day I give you $40.
But what's the typical amount people hit you for?
Well, they ask me to, you know, give them half the money down on their car or help them buy a house, when I've actually tried that in the beginnings, you know, but they ended up not being able to pay the rest of the house or the rest of the car, and I ended up having to, you know what I'm saying? So, and when you shut all of that down, that's when you lose damn near everybody, so...
Right. I feel you.
Do you watch the award shows?
Sometimes.
Did you watch the MTV VMAs?
I didn't get to.
You're familiar with twerking, right?
Absolutely.
Have you heard about the Miley Cyrus debacle?
I actually seen that. You're talking about twerking now.
Right. And also, is there a booty minimum needed to be able to twerk?
Right.
I don't think so. If you know how to move your hips. Yeah, I've met women that, you know, they don't, you know, they ain't got a big booty, but if they know how to move, they make it look like they do have
it. So she's on her way. It's just she needed another
work,
week or two.
A little more work, she'll have it.
Okay.
Yeah. What is, in R. Kelly's words, your ideal woman?
Wow. A Capricorn, no matter what her sign is, allowing me to turn her into a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. And Capricorns are?
They know what they want.
Right.
Very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just redecorated my living room.
Very outgoing and keep herself together. Very catering when it comes to her man.
Right. You know? Is everything okay?
Yeah, great.
You good?
And understanding that a man may desire other women sometime, and it's because temptation is out there, you know. And if he's
y'all giving up
her,
R. Kelly?
No, wait.
I like that he put it out to see. But see, like, when a dude lays it all out on the line, like coming straight through the door, you know what to expect. Yeah. Like, hey, I told you this on the first day.
Right. Gary.
I'm listening. I'm like, my God, Ebony, that's ridiculous. You got to be a Christian. What about a good Christian woman that come home and cook and clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in order to be a Christian, a good Christian, you have to also have understanding of the real world and what's real.
And obey that you're going to have other women?
No, but actually pray for, you know, the best to come.
pray that I can understand that you have
just praying for the best to come. If you have a man that's being real honest with you, then you know what to pray about.
Right.
Well, if she's a Cancer instead of a Capricorn.
Ooh. Gary, aren't you a Cancer?
We both are.
Oh, yes.
But so, so coming into a relationship, a woman does understand that, hey, this is R. Kelly I'm seeing right now. Mm-hmm. There may be some other women. You might meet a chick in Tupelo, Mississippi, and it may go down because it's the perk of being R. Kelly. But at the end of the day, I'm coming home to you. Yeah.
But R. Kelly's not thirsty like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I like women that's close to their mothers, you know what I'm saying? Of course, who love my music and who understands that I'm in a business that, you know, there are women everywhere, you know?
Right.
It's a buffet.
Now when you say you want women that are close to their mothers so you can bring them in on the action as well, or...
That's on them.
I just had a missed call. I've actually
had that situation where women have come to me and then I can feel their mother on some other stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, I feel your mom. She's looking at me a little bit too much there. So what's going on? So I've had that. Of course I've had.
Legendary, man. We got R. Kelly in the studio. This portion of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show is being brought to you by Walmart. They got everything you need for the perfect game time party, and with their low price guarantee backed by AdMatch, you'll know you're getting great prices. Save money, live better, Walmart. More R. Kelly coming up next, and Ricky and Rock T got the R. Kelly beat battle coming up next. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.